boy is gone nuts at Christmas on that jolly holiday. I'll go in the red like a knucklehead, cause I'll squander all my pay. Oh, I is gone nuts at Christmas, shopping sure drives me berserk. On the day before, I'll rush in a store like a poor beaver.
Okay, Craig. See, you know, the holiday season, I'm always a guy trying to figure out the angles. I look at the angles, you know, and I saw this interview coming up that we had to do. I thought, there's no better song than Yogi Jorgensen,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it puts a smile on my face.
You can go nuts at Christmas or any other time. We have with us Dr. Michael Roizen, who is the Chief Wellness Officer and Chair of the Wellness Institute at the Cleveland Clinic, also co-author with Dr. Oz of the You, the Owner's Manual, the best-selling book, and some new information's come out. Good morning, Dr. Roizen. Thanks for joining us. Nuts have now become a very important part of our diet. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we wrote a new edition of You, the Owner's Manual, for three basic purposes, but one of them was to include all the new information, and some of the new information relates to nuts being healthy for you. That is, there's increasing evidence that just an ounce of nuts a day, literally 12 walnut halves a day, or 24 almonds, or if you will, even peanuts fit in that category, 40 peanuts a day, will decrease your risk of heart disease, stroke, memory loss, decrease your risk of cancer, and decrease your risk of respiratory disease. And these were substantial decreases, about 20%. So really, it's one of the easiest things or easiest ways you get to control inflammation in your body is by having nuts and having what we call the odd omegas.
Doctor, let's talk about the different kinds of nuts for a moment. Does it really matter and how they're prepared?
You know, what you obviously want is nuts you enjoy eating. So in that sense, it matters one way. And the second way it matters is we have the most data on walnuts. So walnuts, we not only have what we call the association or epidemiologic data, which is whether people get disease or not, and then you look at what they've done, but the intervention trials where you give people something and you give the others something else and you see if that makes a difference. Well, walnuts have the most intervention studies in the large studies conducted in Spain. Adding walnuts to a Mediterranean diet decreased the risk of heart attack substantially. And if you look in the Chile studies that is done in Chile where they don't have many odd omegas, giving them just a little, literally an ounce of walnuts a day, 12 walnut halves a day, decreased the risk of heart attack, recurrent heart attack, by over 50%. So there's some intervention studies which have very intriguing data. Intriguing means that it's probably very important for all of us to think about doing because it's a pretty easy way of getting younger.
What is it about nuts that make them so special?
They have, most nuts have healthy fat in them. Obviously, walnuts and maybe to a lesser degree macadamia nuts or maybe to the same degree macadamia nuts both have healthy fat in them. But walnuts have what we call odd omegas. So odd omegas, you know of the fish oil is omega-3. So odd omegas 3, 5, 7, 9. 9, omega-9 is olive oil, which is probably the healthiest of the cooking oils, is the healthiest oil you can use to saute with. Number three is the fish oils, the EPA and DHA. But the shorter chain one of those, and this is not a science lesson, so there's no test at the end of it, all you have to do is remember the walnuts. But the shorter ones, ALA, seem to have an independent effect from the longer ones. And that independent effect, that effect in addition to the effect of the longer ones, is actually more well documented with walnuts than probably with anything else. And the walnuts do decrease your risk of inflammation, decrease the risk of as I said, all the arterial diseases, heart disease, stroke, memory loss, kidney disease, all of the, and also cancers and respiratory disease, so seem to have an effect just on inflammation. So the walnuts seem to have that, and the omega-7, which is macadamia nuts and anchovies, or you can get them purified, obviously, but the those are the two, the nut is the macadamia nut that has that other odd omega, omega-7. And that, again, has this independent effect at decreasing inflammation in your body and decreasing your lousy cholesterol, raising your healthy cholesterol.
We're Dr. Michael Royson this morning, the wellness officer, chief of the Wellness Institute at Cleveland Clinic, also author of You, the Owner's Manual, talking about nuts. I suppose a little is a good thing, a lot, maybe not so much, because sometimes with nuts, the bowl disappears before we know it. So I guess we should take it in moderation, too.
Right. The way I do it is I pick up for snacks six walnuts at a morning snack and six at an evening snack, and I actually like them a little roasted, so I roast them in a toaster oven at 275 degrees for 9 to 12 minutes, which is my favorite taste with them. So you can, and there are a whole bunch of, we made a whole bunch of recipe makeovers on a walnuts.org, so walnuts.org website. We did a whole bunch of holiday makeover recipes, so how to make turkey, how to do mashed potatoes, how to do sweet potatoes, much healthier, even how to do stuffing, much healthier on that site. And also we have a new cookie recipe that's a walnut blueberry oatmeal energy bite that, again, is a great thing to make at the holiday time.
Well, at the holiday time, we think about chestnuts. Any word on those or even how to crack those things open?
I don't know enough data on chestnuts. And if you look at the prevalence of eating chestnuts in the studies, I can't even comment on it because they weren't used or they weren't eaten or consumed to a high degree. But as we said, if you look at the data, it was all nuts. So, and all nuts seem to have a beneficial effect. I mean, it's just that we have a little more data, or a lot more data, actually, from walnuts.
Sounds good. Dr. Michael Royson, thanks for sharing some time with us. And again, you said, what is it, walnuts.org? Is that the site?
Walnuts.org. And obviously, you can go to any site to buy the paperback version. We made it. One of the other reasons we came out with You, the Owner's Manual Redo, is we wanted to be able to do it in paperback so it was more affordable.
Sounds very good. I'll check that out just because, you know, there's things about me I still haven't figured out, so it's good to know that there's the Owner's Manual out there now. You, the Owner's Manual, Dr. Michael Royson, thanks for sharing some time with us this morning. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Bruce.